Hello, from the floor of a van in the middle of the cold. I just want to say thank you. First of all, big thank you to everyone who contributes financially, who contributes even with valuable insight for me, who responds when I ask questions. Thank you. You have all played a part. Everyone who has contributed has played a part in allowing me to take a trip of a lifetime to bring back some amazing stuff for you guys. So I know it sounds crazy, but I'm literally in a van on the floor. I don't fit. I'm sitting sideways, and I've slept the last two or three nights with my feet up on the windows because I can't straighten my legs with the width of the van. I'm just a little too tall. And, you know, I have a lot of thoughts, and I know a lot of context is missing from that, but you'll understand when you see the video that I wanted something to be possible that wasn't in a way, it didn't seem to add up doing the math of how it could be possible. And I said that it still needs to be done. So whatever way it needed to be done, I have to do what it takes. And for me to be able to do something that has been really important and something that's been on my heart for a long time, it required sacrifice. And as I'm sitting here on this van floor, literally, and I can't help but just think that, you know, and when people see the video, they understand, but you all get it first, is that it's not always pretty what you want. The journey getting there always isn't pretty. You know, I've driven I'm right around the 1,400 kilometer mark. And it's been one of the trips where rest will be thoroughly enjoyed like never before. And rest not because everything's over, but because I've made it so that it's still possible getting the gas and everything. As long as I don't splurge on a hotel or stay in a hotel, I'll be fine. And with that being said, this is day three, and the day before I was camping on a journey. You'll understand everything when you get the video. But I want to give you the behind the scenes, because sometimes it's not what everyone thinks, you know. The selfie you take, you know, at your favorite place, or the selfie you take in New York City or Brazil or by the Eiffel Tower, like no one sees the work that goes into it. And this is like a little inside behind the scenes of something I've wanted to make possible, but sacrifice had to be made. I've never sacrificed like this before, even being apart from my loved ones and doing this because it needs to be done. And like I say, in the last 3 days, I've probably sleeping about two, if I'm lucky, about 2 hours each night, the last 3 days, totally unsustainable. I know, I can feel it already. My phone's been kind of blowing up, and some people close to me know some things. And I was like, I don't even have the energy to explain the day. And, you know, they were asking, you know, is it tough, you know, staying in the car to sleep? And I'm like, you know, it gets cold at night, but you know what? It's colder without the car. If I had to sleep on the street, it'd be super cold. But if that's what it took to get done what I had to do, or I have to do, or that I'm going to do, and that will be done, that's what it takes. Win the day. Win the day. Whatever it takes, as long as you don't hurt anyone, and you make people better around you doing it, what are you waiting for? To be continued.